should go. Up on the mountain in the springtime to watch the sun turn night to day. Hear the birds start their singing. It might make you want to stay.
Well, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your host, Jack Lewis, and this here's the fourth episode of my Bluegrass and Old Time Music Radio Show, and you're listening to Springtime on the Mountain by the Craig County Boys. Take it away, fellas.
Soon wildflowers will be blooming. God's garden will come alive. The trees will come forth with their beauty. Please bury me there when I die. Up on the mountain in the springtime to watch the sun turn night to day. Hear the birds start to sing. It might stay. When dogwoods start to bloom, snow. If you've never seen this beauty, you owe it to yourself to go. Up on the mountain in the springtime to watch the sun turn night to day. Hear the birds start to sing. It might make you want to stay.
Now, ain't that a purty song? That was James Christian singing that song that he wrote for their brand new album, Springtime on the Mountain. That was James on the guitar, Donnie Myers on the mandolin, Jerry Wood on the fiddle, Tim Rhodes on the banjo, and Jerry Steinberg on the bass fiddle. The Craig County Boys are celebrating 35 years of playing bluegrass with this new album, and if you want a copy, just get on my radio station website at radio.serberstation.com and click their link. Remember, Serber Station is one word and spelled S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. And don't add those three double U's. Just type in radio.serberstation.com in your browser. Okay, now let me tell you what I'm going to do this hour. I decided to feature a song by every band I have a plan on my radio station that also has a website you can visit to learn more about them and to purchase one of their CDs if you want to do that. But first, I got to correct an error made in my last episode. When the Love Buzzards were playing, I told you that that pretty female singer, Leslie Dunbar, was the banjo player's sister, and that just ain't true. Leslie is Lee Dunbar's wife, and I'm sure sorry about that slip-up. When I was at the Galax Fiddlers Convention last week, I got to hear Leslie sing in the folk song competition, and wouldn't you know it, she won first place. And her husband Lee played in the bluegrass banjo competition, and he came in ninth place. Now, ain't that something? Just makes my point that there are some great musicians and singers in these unsigned bands that you hear on my radio station.
I'm a-headin'
Just heard a great husband and wife team, Clarence and Bobby Roberts, playing and singing Traveling the Highway Home from their album Mountain Music Memories. You're going to want to check out these artists because they play a variety of instruments, including the auto harp, banjo, fiddle, guitar, and harmonica. They have 5 great albums that I know you will enjoy, including tribute albums to A.P. and Sarah Carter and another to Pop and Hattie Stoneman. Now, let's listen to the Galax Little Leaves play Fox on the Run. That band is entirely made up of children ages 7 to 13. Talk about keeping bluegrass and old-time music alive. That was Asa Gravely on guitar, Ben Hill on mandolin, Grace Wilson on fiddle, Houston Caldwell on banjo, and Mackenzie Neff on bass fiddle. At the Galax Fiddlers Convention last week, this band won the youth band competition. Ben Hill came in 4th in the youth mandolin competition. Houston Caldwell came in 1st in the youth bluegrass banjo competition, and now, get this, 10th place in the men's bluegrass banjo competition. Wow! Check out this band's website and help them out by buying one of their CDs. Now, let's hear Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina sing and play bluebirds singing for me. Heather Berry is another fine female vocalist you can hear on my radio station. Besides having a great voice, she also plays the auto harp and guitar. Virginia Carolina is a great band and consists of Harvey Mays on the banjo and vocals, Judy Boitnot on the bass, fiddle, and harmony vocals, and Henry Boitnot on the mandolin. Heather and Virginia Carolina have a bunch of CDs out that I'm sure you will enjoy. Check out Heather's great website and help her to make it to Nashville. Now, here's John and Sandy, another husband and wife team, playing and singing He Is There from their new album, Our New Home.
When things have got you down and you don't want to go on, is he there? Yes, he is there. In his power you must believe, and his words you must retrieve. Is he there? Yes, he is there. You may be in some pain and you wonder what to gain. Is he there? Yes, he is there. Just call on him in prayer and you know that he'll be there. Troubles, he is there. When Satan tells you lies.
Sandy Hagerman are unique. John writes his own lyrics and music and plays all the instruments. Sandy sings all the songs. They hail from Michigan, and part of the proceeds from the sale of their CD goes to the Brown City New Artist Development Fund. Give them a helping hand. Now we're going to hear a great old-time band, the Jugbusters, playing Mississippi Sawyer from their current album, Live Radio Show. Take it away, boys. First-class dance band, if I ever heard one. Bill Richardson is the band leader and plays the fiddle and sings. Russ Boyd plays the clawhammer banjo and also sings. At the Galax Fiddlers Convention last week, Russ placed 10th in the clawhammer banjo competition. If you want to read more about what I think of this band and listen to some of their concert at Roanoke's Fiddle Fest last month, then get on radio.serverstation.com and click on my blog link. You'll find my article, a photo of this band that I took, plus an MP3 file of the first 23 minutes of their concert. And while you're on my blog, take the time to read about all the new artists that I've added to my playlist. Okay, I sure hope you're in the mood for dancing, because I'm going to keep your heart rate up with another dance tune by another of my favorite old-time bands, the Loose Gap Loafers. They're going to play Fork Deer from their Loafin' album. The band leader on the fiddle, and my friend Iva Stillwell is playing the bass fiddle. There are several college students in that band, including Matt, so you sure would help out on their tuition if you visited their website and bought one of their CD albums. Now let's listen to the Marshall Brothers and High Road Band perform a gospel song they did a few months ago at the Rex Theater in Galax, Virginia. Take it away, boys. Fine picking and singing in a beautiful gospel song. The band has three great CD albums for sale, so be sure to visit their website and learn about this fine bluegrass band. Now I'm going to play for you a song by the sweetest sounding old-time band I ever heard. The song is called The Schoolhouse on the Hill, and it's by the original Orchard Grass old-time band and is from their new album, The Best of Original Orchard Grass Old-Time Band. Isn't that just one of the nicest songs you ever heard? Rhoda Kemp leads that band, and she plays clawhammer, banjo, auto harp, and sings. Gary Ferguson is the lead vocalist on this song, and he is an accomplished guitarist besides a great vocalist. Gary's wife, Jackie Ferguson, also has a very nice voice and plays the auto harp. And that's Iva Stillwell on the bass fiddle. At the Galax Fiddle Convention last week, Rhoda placed second in the auto harp competition, and Jackie Ferguson placed seventh in the folk song competition. These are no small accomplishments, and it gives you some idea why this band is so good. A few months ago, when I first started my Live at the Rex Theater radio show, I came across an amazing duo that caught my ear. They had played at the Rex Theater a while back and created an album called Live at the Rex Theater. Here's a song from that album called Eight More Miles to Louisville.
This country wide, seeking for some land. I've been down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere, from Portland East to Portland West, and back across the line. I'm on my way to a place that's best, that old hometown of mine. 8 more miles from Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I'm sure that there's a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Now mine is down in Louisville, she's long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find, running through this land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Now I can picture in my mind a place we'll call home. A humble little cot for two would never want to roam. The place that's right for that love sight is in those bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
That was Alton Elliott and Robert Perkins. Both play the guitar and sing. They have a nice website and have produced 5 CD albums. Take the time to review their interesting website. All their CDs are sold by CD Baby. Now I'm going to play for you a song by another band that created CD albums from their performance at the Rex Theater. Here's the Oriskany Strings performing Rocky Top from their album Live at the Rex Theater, Volume 2. Take it away, boys and girls.
Thank you.
Strings is the only band I know that plays two banjos at the same time. Carol Lewis, the band leader, sings lead and harmony vocals and plays a five-string banjo, bluegrass style. Dick Parody sings sometimes and also plays a five-string banjo, but this is clawhammer style. They have learned to blend those two instruments together nicely. James Christian was singing lead on that song and plays the guitar. Gene Williams is another lead singer in the band and plays guitar. Rita Parody sings lead and harmony vocals and plays the auto harp. And yours truly plays a two-string washtub bass. This band is a pleasure to watch on stage as they dress up in old-time clothes and sometimes clog while they are playing. You really need to check out this band's website. It's fantastic. They have three CD albums for sale, and all are available from cdbaby.com. Okay, so now I want you to hear another husband and wife team, Randy and Deborah Jean Sheets, playing and singing a touching song, High on the Mountain, from their album, The Birds Were Singing of You. Don't they sound purty? Randy and Deborah Jean sing and play old-time style mountain music, and they play the guitar and banjo. They have a nice informative website, and you can order their CD directly from them. The Reed Island Rounders are a brand new addition to the bands a-playing on my radio station. Let's give a listen to their song, Billy in the Lowland, from their album, Gone Home. To you earlier, I now write an article in my blog each time a new band is added to my radio station. So click on that blog link on my homepage and read about this wonderful band. I have a nice photograph of these three great artists as well as links to their website where you can buy their two CD albums. Okay, I'm gonna let you hear a banjo player now whose new album has been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards this year. Todd Taylor plays a blazing banjo, and he's well known for bringing the banjo into the rock and roll genre. On this new Taylor-made album, he has an old favorite of mine, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Blaze away, Todd.
Thank you.
songs like you wouldn't think could be played on a banjo. I like his innovative style, and I admire his abilities to market himself and stay independent. Todd has made 8 CD albums, and he sells them all through that great online independent artist retailer, CDBaby.com. Be sure to check my radio station schedule and listen to the interview I held with Todd. And speaking of my radio schedule, reminds me that if you want to see my entire broadcast schedule, just get on my homepage at radio.serverstation.com and click that broadcast schedule link. You'll see the weekly schedule for all my special shows by day of the week and hour of the day. Featured bands are played every weekday during the week from 6 p.m. to midnight. Todd Taylor, for example, is played an entire hour every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. And you're going to want to keep an eye on this schedule because I'm planning to start live broadcasting on the Internet this fall from the James River Music Hall in Eagle Rock, Virginia. That's right, you heard me correctly. I'm going to move my entire studio down to that music hall on a Saturday night and broadcast that 4-hour show live over the Internet. And I sure want you to be a-listening to it. So keep an eye on that broadcast schedule of mine. Now I've got to end my show, and I want to end it with a big bang. The Wolf Brothers Old Time Band is another great new addition to my radio station. Their new album, Old Roads, New Journeys, has a number of really great songs, and I'm Too Young to Marry is one of my favorites.
How I lied. A pretty thing from West Virginia sat upon my lap, and when she started kissing me, I hollered for my pap. Chaw my backer, chaw my gum, drink my whiskey, drink my rum, shoot my mouth and shoot my gun, but I'm too young to marry.
As I do, then read my article about them in my blog, visit their website, and buy one of their CDs. Well, that about ends my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and I sure hope you will visit my website and check out the band you just heard. Remember, I have links where you can buy their CDs, and I can guarantee you that they sure will appreciate if you bought one of their CDs. It would make them feel real good and keep them creating that pretty music. And don't forget to send me an email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My web address once again is radio.serberstation.com, and my email address is there. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Server Station Radio wishing you the very best.